time on the issue of martial law. What do you think is going to happen specifically?
Yes, well, we're talking about it's going to become so bad that there is going to be a linking up of the churches of America with the government to enforce church laws. Very strict, very hard, very oppressive laws religiously, because they will say, God has left America, we've gone away from him, we've got to come back to him and force everybody to come back to him. And this is where the trouble is going to be, when they try to force through law their policies rather than give people freedom. The fact is that the freedom that we have is going to disappear simply because of the troubles that are coming. Now, Islam will be one catalyst. There will be natural disasters which will, and an economic collapse which will be other catalysts, but America is going to come into such trouble that the American government, not just suggestion, but the linking up of religion and politics, is going to bring out oppression.
And
now,
by the way,
this is what happened during the Dark Ages.
This will happen to be much worse and quicker under Clinton, but I have to warn people, it's very probable that it'll happen also under Trump. We can meet the law and order president. He's going to have to start sharing data between the FBI, the CIA, and the policing agencies and the courts. And as the terrorism increases, because we're not just talking about, even if you stopped and had no immigration from any Muslim country, the number of homegrown terrorists, like this latest one in New York that was a naturalized U.S. citizen, the current laws, including the Executive Order 12333, you can't investigate or share the data with another agency. So we have literally hogtied and politicized the process by which we could have easily identified these people and stopped them from committing crimes, like 2 days before blowing up bombs in his backyard and laughing like crazy on a video, video of this fool doing this stuff. So what I see happen is exactly what you say. It's going to be, we need to be very vigilant to pray for President Trump that if he does get in, he won't go over the edge, and realize that he can be selective to make sure that it's specifically, number one, Muslims, and number two, collect metadata, including information in the mosques, and don't go overboard and reduce the mobility and the activity of the normal population. Be selective. And, the fact is, where I see things going, could easily go over the edge, just like right now in the airports. We know they've proven that, for example, the material in the shoes for the so-called shoe bomber is invalid, but still a lot of airports, you have to take your damn shoes off. Or they tell you you can't have more than 2 or 3 ounces of fluid, but they know the so-called peroxide bomb wouldn't work. It might burn your hands in the lavatory, but it's certainly not going to bring the aircraft down. But still, if these false experiments that were done against us, psyops against us, we have rules in play now that affect everybody. So you're absolutely correct. I see martial law coming, and it'll be far worse under Hillary, but we have to be wary that it could happen under Trump as well.
It can happen under either of them. That's very true.
Right.
Maybe we should just get back to the Turkey situation, Dr. Bill, because this is going to affect America too.
Right.
As we were mentioning, following months of appeasement of Turkey's dictator, Recep Erdogan, Europe has found itself surprised that as it yields to every new demand, Turkey simply asks for more and more.
Right.
And one example was chronicled by the media in this headline: Turkey demands European Union hands over 3 billion euros for refugees. And it went on to report that a row has erupted between Turkey and the European Union over billions of pounds aid for refugees who are now in Turkey, casting fresh doubt over the fragile deal to halt the flow of people toward Europe. Now, Erdogan's argument is that he wants the money to be transferred over to him directly, to dispense with as he pleases, while Europe insists that United Nations agencies oversee that the money be spent as designated for refugee needs, instead of funding another wing for Erdogan's palace.
Exactly.
Now, the only reason why Erdogan is confident he has leverage is because Turkey is currently hosting over 3 million so-called refugees that are mostly young men of fighting age, that he is holding back from flooding into Europe once more, potentially resulting in the most acute episode of Europe's so-called refugee crisis. Now, the potential onslaught of Europe-bound refugees is also Erdogan's biggest trump card. should Europe deny anything Turkey wants. Erdogan has threatened he is going to simply open the gates, leading to spiraling political chaos of the type already now being seen in places like Austria and Germany, where you've got anti-immigration parties storming higher in the political polls and the government in danger of collapse. Now, another demand from Turkey is taking place. A warning by Burhan Kuzu, who's a high-ranking deputy for Turkey's ruling AKP party, and he was a former advisor to President Erdogan, who demanded that Europe be opened visa-free for
wow.
Turkish citizens.
That's scary.
Yeah. And he said, if the wrong decision is taken by Europe, we are going to unleash the refugees anyway, no matter how much money you pay us off.
Now, you know that there's a full integration of the satellite targeting system for long-range nuclear weapons with the European Space Agency. That happened over a decade ago. And so if Turkey becomes, it'll Islamify Europe in 5 years or less.
Oh, yes. Now, among the real refugees seeking political and religious asylum are literally millions of fighting-age men with extremist views who are ready to launch attacks on European countries. And the attacks in Paris and Belgium and other places in recent months are proof positive of this. Now, terrorist organizations have been found inside Europe with and inside the United States with caches of war-grade weapons and are actively trying to compromise nuclear power plants in the region. Now, this has now been discovered. And should they effectively coordinate attacks using weapons of mass destruction, it doesn't matter whether they're chemical, biological, radiological, or nuclear, the prediction of turning Europe into a total wasteland would surely come to pass.
And that could happen pretty quickly.
Oh,
yeah. That's where you're seeing the rise of neo-Nazism in Europe, and why you're going to see a backlash that's going to be mind-boggling.
And this is going to happen in America likewise.
Yeah, and of course, here Clinton, even though Obama's policy is unpopular, she's planning on increasing it, not doubling down, but quintupling it down, putting in 550% more undocumented, she talks about extreme vetting, BS. She's not going to vet these people. She's going to flood us and guarantee that there will be major terrorism, not just of new terrorists, but it'll further the radicalization of naturalized American citizens or even first or second generation, in even white Americans or people that are not of the Islamic, facial and body type, that will be blue-eyed terrorists fostered by extreme Islam because we're not turning it down, we're not shutting down these mosques in America. And it's going to happen. I mean, this guy in New York City was a naturalized American, so they said the bar was too high for them to prosecute. You've got to be kidding. When you look at his father even turning him in, this is just ridiculous.
Yes, and we know that weapons of mass destruction have been smuggled into Europe and the United States already. Now, we know that this threat exists on the southern border of the USA. Terrorists have already been captured attempting to cross into the US with beheading instructions. And further highlighting the threat, the Obama administration recently did issue a report, Bill, and you probably know about this, outlining four ways that a nuclear or radiological device could be used to attack Americans on US soil.
Can you give those four ways?
Well, the report was followed by a new policy in Texas where game wardens operating close to the border were being issued with radiological and nuclear detection equipment along smuggling routes.
No cargo container should go through a border without a radiological detection for gamma arrays, and they should open the seals in every container coming through, because if you don't have a sensitive enough gamma detector, it's not going to pick it up. Especially if it's shielded by depleted uranium around the container or the inner shielding of the device. So people need to get with the program. We are not properly protecting our border, and we're not going to have a suitcase nuke. We'll have a container size one that comes in.
Yeah.
Or we'll have a radiological bomb with medical waste, so you have cobalt-60 with conventional weapons in it, and it'll blow and make everybody radioactive with cobalt-60 used for cancer treatment.
Well, we've got it. It's a worldwide problem now because they're coming into Australia. They're doing that. I know of a man who took his two boys, born in Australia, Muslim man, married to an Australian woman, took his two boys over to Syria and taught them how to behead and took photographs, which I have copies of, where there are two little boys, one's as young as 9 years old, is holding a severed head, and the father is saying, "What a beautiful boy you are."
Oh my. That's amazing.
Yes. Now, anyway, getting back to Turkey, because we're going to see a lot more of Turkey from now on. Not long ago, the president of Stratfor, the political strategist and forecaster George Friedman, highlighted Turkey as one of the countries which would receive a great deal of world attention from now on. If you didn't know this, Turkey now has the second largest army in Europe, and it's the fourth largest, strongest military power in the world. Now, we've never thought of Turkey as amounting to very much, but it now is the fourth strongest military power in existence.
Well, didn't they list them, though, in Ezekiel 38 and 39? It says, firstly, they're against, I'm against you, Ogog, which is an ancient Hebrew name for a leader, and a chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. And in Hebrew, that's Moscow, Tubal's the grandsons of Noah, and and Rosh of Russia. People need to know Russia and Turkey are going to be the lead nations in this final cabal of Sunni and Shiite nations that comes against not only Israel but against Europe.
Now, Bill, something just happened recently. On August the 24th this year, that is of absolute importance. Probably the most important thing that I can say today. On August the 24th, ex-Muslim radical Walid Shubat announced something. He said, "Today, major prophecy was fulfilled. The date, August 24th, that's just last month, is prophetically significant for Muslims worldwide to spark Islam's caliphate empire and is why Turkey today, that's August 24th, sent a massive land invasion to Syria." Perhaps I should explain this.
Right.
What the Western media is not telling us is that on August the 24th, that's the birthday of the Second Ottoman Empire, when they sparked their takeover of the Middle East at the Battle of Dabiq in Syria. And it is that same day, now, in our lifetime, that began the land invasion of Turkey's largest intervention in Syria on the same day.
Well, how long ago was that battle of Dabiq? How long ago would it be?
On August the 24th, 1516, exactly 500 years ago to the day.
Wow.
Then on Wednesday, August the 24th, 2016, exactly 500 years after the Ottomans began their historic control of the Middle East and half of Europe, Erdogan actually announced it on August the 24th as his armies went into Syria. He said, "Today is Operation Euphrates Shield."
Wow.
While the West is asleep, the tweets are going on all over the internet in Arabic asking why was it that Erdogan chose this date. And in the Middle East, this is clearly being seen as the new Ottoman invasion, which is going to set up the world empire of Islam.
Now, is that in your other DVDs or something you're going to do as an addendum or another additional DVD?
I'm going to have to follow this through because this is showing that the DVDs are on track with their prophecy about
Turkey.
Right,
so this will be a further DVD you'll add to the package.
I'll have to do this, yes.
Yeah.
But first I'll mention, Bill, on your program, and this is the first time, as far as I know, it's being announced across America.
That's amazing. So you'll probably find scriptures that will indicate the 500 years and the significance of this Battle of Dabiq. It's interesting, the Dabiq is actually the name of the magazine that they have that talks about taking over the world, isn't it?
That's right, yes. And the Turkish tanks just swarmed over the hills from Turkey into Syria, while Erdogan spoke to a massive Turkish crowd at his palace, in front of his palace, telling them, "I am accomplishing what I have promised. Syria, Iraq, and Eastern Europe and the Caucasus are now within my reach." Now, this was never translated by the Western media into English. And so Erdogan publicly declared this invasion. He said, when we speak of Syria, or the Balkans, or the Caucasus, these were part of our second Ottoman geography.
Right.
I believe we will overcome all the obstacles now in front of us, which will be the will of Allah. Turkey has a massive power, and we are determined to use it. That was his speech.
By the way, the Turks have a contract with the U.S. military industrial complex to make an older version of the M1 Abrams tank, and to actually make jets, too. People need to know that.
Yes.
They have their own on-site manufacturing. In fact, they make their version of an armored personnel carrier, and they sell it to other nations, including across Europe, including
now,
the Turks.
Bill, there are so many people who have no idea how powerful Turkey is becoming.
Right.
They think that Turkey is just a nobody in the world scene. But the caliphs, we have Bible prophecy saying it's going to happen. We now have Turkey with the ability to make it happen. And we have Turkey declaring she is going to make it happen.
Now, and of course, the nation Turkey is named after Ataturk, who tried to secularize. What was the previous name for Turkey?
I don't know what it was called at that time.
Yeah, it was just part of the Ottoman Empire. It was just ahead of it. In fact,
It was the center of the Ottoman Empire, yes.
Right, and what's interesting, people should realize, the letters to the churches in Asia are all Turkish churches and cities. Some of them basically don't exist anymore, but all the ones that do have become completely Islamified.
They have. They're no longer Christian.
Yeah, if you go there as a Christian, going on a pilgrimage, you'll find every one of these cities in Asia, which is giving a prophetic warning in the book of Revelation, they're all completely Islamic now. That should warn us. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And I think 53 days to the U.S. election. I think there's going to be a crescendo of terrorism. This is my prediction. Where there's going to be some form of martial law. If it's Trump in, it'll be much more logical, but it'll still be a great degree of loss of rights for everybody. I see a very grave danger of terrorism changing the nature of what America is. And if it's under Hillary, it means we're going to start full force destruction of the United States. You'll even see probably states like Texas in the next 2 to 4 years leave, which will bring other states in. They'll actually start to fractionate and break down what America is. It'll no longer be this behemoth superpower. It will seriously degrade the nature of us to be able to project force and be a force for good in the world and a force to protect ourselves from evil. So things are going to really devolve. They're either going to be, we're going to elect Trump and then also maintain prayer and control of this man so he doesn't do stupid things with his advisors, some of them globalists. And on the other hand, we're going to see a massive increase in the counterforces, or if you want to call it the crusades against Islam, which is what was predicted by the Albert Pike letter in the British Museum for over 100 years, I see this coming pretty quickly, that we're going to start seeing a world that's going to get very much more polarized, and you're going to see the rise of a counter-response to Islam that's going to get very, very aggressive.
Yes, that's definitely going to happen. And just to finish off what I was going to say about Turkey, and this is going to lead to a catalyst in the United States, where the West and the US are going to come against Islam on a world scale. But first, the Caliph's seat of seat of government in Turkey will first be established in Istanbul. That's old Constantinople.
Right.
But I mean, their plan is that soon after they do that, they will swiftly move to Jerusalem as they overrun Israel and declare global jihad. Now, this is the stated plan of the Brotherhood, and the Bible attests to the fact that this part of their goal will be achieved.
Yeah, in fact, this part of the plan has to exist. There has to be a Caliphate Jerusalem and a peace treaty with a Palestinian state before the abomination of desolation. The desolation is a Palestinian state. The abomination is a blood sacrifice in the Temple Mount, which abominates against the blood of Yeshua, Jesus, the Father in the flesh. So that means that the Caliphate must exist in Jerusalem, along with the success of this scheme with the globalists before the final 7 years, however long that takes.
Well, we've now seen last month, August the 24th, we saw the established and announced beginning of the Caliphate. The first step was taken by the invasion into Syria, and it was announced by the President of Turkey as being on the 500th anniversary of the second Ottoman Empire, which is now going to be replaced by the third one.
Right.
So that's where we are in prophecy now, in Bible prophecy. The move of the Caliphate has begun.
Yeah. Amazing. Back in 2 weeks, we're going to do videos in the next few days. Whatever Jonathan's free, you're being slammed, and I guess now you've actually promised another DVD to explain the 500-year anniversary, August 24th, of the Dabiq battle. Wow. Amazing times we live in. As the ancient Chinese curse, may you be born in interesting times. Blessings and cursings on the same symbol. We are now in those times. We are the sons of Issachar, as they say. We are the sacred generation of the end of the secular age of Satan on earth. And we are the called out ones. We are the bride of the Most High. Thank you, Lord God.
I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.